My guest at this time is Colorado Republican Congressman Scott Tipton. He's a freshman representing the Centennial State's 3rd Congressional District, and he's also a member of the House Small Business Committee. Congressman Tipton was among those in a bipartisan majority today that voted to abolish a 3% withholding tax that was originally supposed to go into effect this year, has been bumped back to the start of 2013, and Congressman Tipton and his allies on this issue by an overwhelming margin, 405 to 16, voting to kill the tax altogether. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely, Greg. Pleasure.
Well, with a margin like this, how did this tax ever get on the books in the first place?
You know, it's absolutely interesting. I think that one of the big problems that we see, primarily for small business throughout the country, we've had Chairman Graves continuing to be able to highlight this through the Small Business Committee. We're seeing that we're continuing to have regulation, and the impact on that, we've basically got a bureaucracy that's been incentivized to do nothing more than to write regulations. And we all know that we need some, but it's gotten to the point right now to where businesses are not able to be able to forecast out for the future the impacts in terms of competitiveness, in terms of being able to get access to capital, or simply creating a problem that American businesses right now don't know what the government's going to do, how they're going to be impacted, and as a result, we aren't creating American jobs.
Congressman, what would have been the impact of this 3% on contractors?
You know, let me give you a specific example that comes out of my district. In Pueblo, Colorado, we have a business that's called Pueblo Diversified Industries, put together primarily to be able to help handicapped individuals, as an example, for the Department of Defense, to be able to put together the booklets that our airmen and men in the Army and women in the Army use for their service manuals. They're able to be providing this, and with that 3% holding, this is a very slim profit margin company, as are many of our small businesses throughout the state of Colorado and, in fact, the country as well. They simply need to be able to have that money to be able to reinvest and keep their businesses going at this very crucial time in history when every American needs that job if we can help provide it.
We're talking with Colorado Congressman Scott Tipton. And Congressman, some of the reaction from more left-leaning organizations say, well, this is something that the president wanted in his Jobs Act. So there's not a lot of controversy about this. They say there was actually a Republican Congress that passed it. I know you weren't there at the time, but what do you make of Democrats putting that kind of evaluation on this?
You know, I think that's great, and we hope that they'll join us on what we call the Forgotten 15 that are sitting over in the U.S. Senate right now. Good pieces of legislation designed to be able to get America back to work, to be able to address regulation, which is unnecessary, designed to be able to get American businesses competitive once again. Maybe this demonstrates with 405 to 16 margin in the House of Representatives today that there are those opportunities to work together. I think it's abundantly clear government has not been the solution, the way out of this recession, the way to be able to help all of our families look forward to a more prosperous future is going to be coming out of the private sector, and we hope that our Democrat colleagues will join us in that effort.
Well, let's talk a little bit about those 15 pieces of legislation and put it on a more personal level. I know that in addition to being on the Small Business Committee, you've had a career as a small business owner, so this is very real to you. Talk about which pieces of legislation that are currently stalled over there would have had the greatest impact on businesses like yours.
You know, when I'm looking at ours, just a review of federal regulations is probably going to be one of the big issues that we're really facing. As I've noted earlier, we continue to see a bureaucracy that is incentivized to be able to expand regulations that aren't often good common sense, you know, for small businesses in particular, which simply don't have that ability to be able to react. The Reducing Regulatory Burdens Act, H.R. 872, another way to be able to help small businesses. When we look at the 1099 provision as an example, that we were one of the first things that we repealed at the beginning of this 112th Congress. This is something that's actually going to be hurting small businesses in this country. The Energy Tax Prevention Act, in my particular business right now, you know, we use an awful lot of energy. You know, if we're able to keep those costs down low, that's something that's going to be helping American small business to actually be able to grow. When we look at the Clean Water Cooperative Federalism Act that's out there as well, again, we see additional costs that are coming back not only on small businesses, but on senior citizens, small families that are trying to be able to just be able to provide for their families. These are examples that hit small businesses like mine and senior citizens and young families that are just trying to get a head start right now, that are increasing costs at a time when Americans need to have more money in their hip pocket rather than government assuming that it has the right to more of our money.
Congressman, you mentioned obviously the Republican focus on what you see as overregulation and how that stifles job creation. It wasn't too long ago where President Obama was on a bus tour of North Carolina and Virginia and actually said that, in his opinion, the Republican jobs approach is dirtier air, dirtier water, and obviously a lot of the regulations you mentioned deal from the Environmental Protection Agency. How do you react to his characterization of the Republican strategy?
You know, I think that this has been the unfortunate part of something that the president continues to put forward. For him, it seems that it's more important to win the next election rather than to plan for future generations of Americans. I come from the West, out of Colorado. I've yet to meet one Coloradoan, Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, you name it, that doesn't want clean air and want clean water. But we've seen the EPA overreacting. You know, coming down and visit with our farmers and our ranchers. They're talking about dust control. They're talking about requiring farmers and ranchers who are already complying with virtually every regulation imaginable to go even further when it comes to some of the chemicals that they spray to be able to help feed America. The EPA is out of control, and I think that it's disingenuous and, in fact, not in the best interest of America right now to have the president out demonizing one American against another. This is an opportunity for us to be able to work together to bring some semblance of just sane regulation back into the marketplace. We've got to be able to get our people back to work in this country, and this is about jobs right now. And we can do it while still maintaining the appropriate measures for our environment.
But given what's been said, does that give you much optimism that the forgotten 15, as you characterize them, have much hope in the Senate?
You know, I think, actually, Greg, one of the big challenges that we face right now is we do not have just a unicameral legislature here. The House of Representatives has put forward ideas, and it's actually got to be up to the Senate right now to wake up, to be able to get to work on behalf of the American people. Let the legislative process work. Put it on the floor. If you don't like it, amend it. If you don't like it at all, just simply vote to eliminate the bill, and we'll start over again. But inaction is not a response. The American people deserve better. I would like to see the president, real frankly, get a hold of Harry Reid and call on him to move these 15 pieces of legislation through the U.S. Senate. Let's let the process actually work. The American people would like to see some action out of Washington. The House is doing its job. It's about time that the Senate stood up and did the same.
Well, the message has certainly been sent. I know Speaker Boehner had a very strong statement in that direction as well today. We'll see if there is some reaction from the other side. Congressman, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg. I appreciate it.
Republican Colorado Congressman Scott Tipton represents his state's 3rd Congressional District. He is also a member of the House Small Business Committee and is a longtime small business owner himself. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.